Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts and dealing with the need for the stepped up basis. I'm Doug Musselman, back after this. This week, we've been going over the need for Congress in 2025 to re-implement the expiring provisions of the 2017 Taxes and Jobs Act. Over the course of those visits, we've made the point that the stepped up basis was essential. Capital gains taxes are paid when a business, including a family farm or ranch, sells a long-term capital asset, like land, for instance. The tax is based on the amount that the asset has increased in value since it was purchased. There is a provision in the tax code where capital gains taxes are not imposed when assets are transferred to an heir after the death of the owner. Tax provisions allow the heir to increase or step up the basis of the inherited assets to fair market value without paying capital gains taxes. Agricultural producers rely on tools like this in the tax code to ensure the long-term sustainability of their businesses. They borrow and invest large amounts of money. The high upfront costs for capital assets like land, buildings, and equipment necessary to operate a farm or ranch come with huge financial risk. Long-term vision and the interest in growing the family farms and ranches into the future through enhancements over multiple generations. Repealing the stepped-up basis by imposing capital gains taxes at death would force many family-owned businesses to liquidate assets to pay the taxes. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Wesselman.